This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 1st. The Central Columbus Angels are the 2025 Dixie Youth Softball World Champions. The ladies took down South Carolina Tuesday for the title. Now, there will be a parade through downtown Whiteville and around the courthouse Saturday at 9 a.m. Lineup will begin at the Rosa Shopping Center at 8. Make sure you turn out and tell our ladies how proud you are of them. If you heard an explosion in downtown Whiteville at 10:30 this morning, you didn't need to worry about it. Greg Hewitt, Doug Smith, and some other volunteers were blowing beaver dams in Soul Swamp with the assistance of a professional explosives expert. The work is being done to help reduce some of the flooding problems in the downtown area. The expert was paid by donations collected from downtown business owners. A high-speed chase through Whiteville on Thursday night ended with a suspect fighting law enforcement officers in the area of Zaxby's on US 701 North. Sheriff Phil Rogers said the officers attempted to stop a known wanted suspect near Walmart, and the suspect allegedly fled. This is a developing story. We're waiting for more on this from the Columbus County Sheriff's Office. Authorities are searching for two 15-year-olds who ran away from the Boys and Girls Home Saturday. Late Waccamaw Police Chief Corey Finch said Bree Alexandra Phillips and Narayan Owens fled the home around 9:46 p.m. Saturday. If you have seen either one of the teens, please call 911. James Robert Goins was sentenced to life in prison Thursday in Bladen County Superior Court. Goins killed Kenneth Ross Cavell with a knife before dumping him into the Cape Fear River in August of 2020. Cavell's body was found near the Riegelwood Golf Course a few days later. A child rapist will be in prison until he is in his 90s after taking a plea in Columbus County Superior Court this week. James Patrick McCormick, age 34, was sentenced to a minimum of 60 years in prison for the rape of a girl that took place between 2019 and 2020. The 11-year-old revealed the ongoing sexual abuse after she was taken to Columbus Regional Hospital for treatment. The Columbus County Animal Shelter is closed to all but emergency intakes, and you can help out with that. They're going to have an adoption fair tomorrow from 9 until 1 at Tractor Supply in Whiteville. You can also find adoptable pets on the Animal Protective Services Facebook page. Donations of food are being accepted at Gerganus Farm Store in Whiteville, as well as at the shelter on Legion Drive. Two Columbus County roads will be named in honor of fallen local police officers. The bridge over the Lumber River in Fair Bluff will be named to honor Assistant Police Chief Lenny Hammond. Taver City Patrolman Shane Miller will be honored with a street named in his memory as well in the town. Representative Brandon Jones introduced special legislation this week to honor the two fallen officers. ICCC will host a backpack drive tomorrow from 10 until 6 at Nolan Park in Whiteville. There'll be free food and drinks. DJ C. Nice will be turning the tunes, and there'll be a whole lot more going on. Call 910-770-8633 for more information. Tomorrow is the first Saturday market and fishing contest on the Riverwalk in Fair Bluff. Boat or bank fishing is welcome. Register before 8 a.m. at the stage. There's no charge. Weigh in is at noon. Plus, you can enjoy all the vendors at the first Saturday market on Riverside Drive. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.